an interactive Bible study hosted by women for women. Thank you for joining us tonight. My name is Victoria Paramore, and I will be your moderator tonight, 23 January 2025. I want to thank the founder of Growing in Grace, Sister Vicki Jordan Williams, our favorite teacher preacher, for creating this opportunity for women to gather and grow in good in God. Tonight, the women of Growing in Grace will be discussing important issues and topics that matter to us, active, working, and busy women. So stepping away from the business of our lives and into a spiritual oasis, we look forward to an empowering discussion, sharing the inspiring and transformative Word of God, meeting each woman exactly where she is. Doesn't that sound good, ladies? Before we begin, there are a few housekeeping rules that we need to share. Because this is an interactive Bible study hosted telephonically, we must be mindful of background noise in each other. With that, we kindly request the following. Please keep your phone on mute at all times and remain mute until the speaker opens up the line for questions and comments regarding the lesson. Once you have offered your comment or completed your response, we ask that you please return to mute. Also, to make space for other women who may want to participate in tonight's discussion, we ask that you please limit your response in your discussion to no more than 2 minutes. This will create the opportunity for more women to chime in and share or ask a question. Tonight's topic is peace. Stand and refuse to move. We will be reading from the scriptures, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 17, in John chapter 14, verse 27. Thank you. Let's turn our hearts towards God in prayer and invite Him into this discussion tonight.
Dear Lord, one of the scriptures tonight is from John 14, 27, and it states, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." I pray tonight that we continue to invest in His words as we do this Bible study together. And we continue to be steadfast in trusting you so that your perfect peace can surround us. Don't let us focus and waste energy on worries that have no foundation in your love, Lord. May the indwelling of the Holy Spirit be a constant source of peace that we continue to draw on. In the name, precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Maria, and thank you, Victoria, for your participation tonight. I want to say, first of all, ladies, Happy New Year. This is our first gathering in the new year, 2025. I am so grateful that each of you have decided to put things aside for just this 1 hour to gather with Growing in Grace as we gather in the Word. Amen. I want to begin by discussing or sharing what I text you guys in the invite, that many began 2025 with high expectations. Well, they declared these things in 2024, most during maybe a New Year's Eve celebration or coming up to the new year, where we decide, you know, things that we want to do better in the new year, things that we can correct that we don't want to take into the new year. So many began 2025 by declaring big and bold New Year's resolutions, stating things like, "I'm not dragging last year's problems into 2025. I am slaying those issues and leaving them behind." But then they showed up already in 2025. It's reared its ugly head. And oftentimes, that can be discouraging or disconcerting. But I'll say to you all in my study and what the Spirit of the Lord has laid on my heart is that the issue is that we've not really declared peace be still. still. And I'm going to break that down a little further. Hold on to be and hold on to still with regards to peace. Because I've demised that the problem, meaning the reason why doubt and stress, anxiety and confusion has already shown up in our lives, is because we treat peace like it's a piece of luggage or something that we can pick up and put down or leave behind, or something that we can select to have or not to have, like it's a piece of baggage that you could take on a trip, like maybe to D.C. or Maryland. But peace is not a piece of luggage. It's not something that you can pull out when you are going through your next trial or your next tribulation. It's something that I'll pray and ask God for now that I'm going through this hardship in my life. I'm anxious or I'm stressed or confused about something in my life. I have doubt concerning something that I prayed and asked God for. And then magically, peace shows up. That's not how it works. Peace, I add, is a being. It lives. It resides within us. Peace is a matter of the heart. Peace is something that we cannot produce. You can't take it on or off. It's a characteristic trait that's produced by the Spirit of God. Peace is something that grows and flows from within us naturally, or I should say spiritually, through the Spirit of God, who is perfecting us through Christ as we're growing up in God. And of course, you know I'm going to pull back from all those other lessons about having an intimate, a deeper, and more personal relationship with God. That's what peace is. Peace lives there. So we're going to move forward with the understanding that peace is something that lives and resides within us. It is something that is perfected by the Holy Spirit. So I add to you Philippians 4, 6, 7. And the scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding,
Pamela Ezell,
your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. What I want you to focus on in this scripture is actually verse 7. It's the peace of God, not the peace of Vicky, not the peace of Maria. It's the peace of God. And when we have the peace of God, we can be anxious for nothing, because we know in everything we can take it to God in prayer. This peace is not manufactured. It's not happiness. It's peace in His presence or through His presence. It's that kind of peace. So before I go forward, I want to stop right there. And I want to open up the lines. And I would like for you all, or someone, or two or three women, to explain in your own words or through your experience, how do you describe peace? The floor is open.
For me, peace is a sense of relief. It is a sense of joy. It's a sense of comfort. And I agree 100% when you said it is it's living, it's an actual being, it actually exists. Because you can have people be in a place where you know this person is and bring a bunch of confusion, and that peace, that silence, that joy just zaps
out of the air. So for me, it's just, oh my goodness, it's indescribable, to be honest with you, because it's such a joy that I can't explain. And maybe someone else can put it in better words.
Good evening. My name is Gail. And what peace to me is just getting alone in a quiet place and allowing God to speak to me so I don't allow the turmoil and confusion of just everyday life to weigh me down. Just for me, meditating on God's word brings me peace, stability, and clarity. And that's what peace is for me.
Amen.
Okay, I would say for me, peace is the peace of God. Is different from just having peace. Just having peace in itself is a state of being. It's a just being still and knowing and not being moved to or from by anything that comes. That's just peace itself. But when it comes to the peace of God, it is a trusting and a knowing that God is who he say he is, and it's also knowing that God is going to do what he said he's going to do, and we just have to stand at a peace of trusting in him.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, ladies. I enjoyed all those answers. And when you all were sharing, I was writing down some things you were saying, and I heard one participant say, this peace surpasses my understanding. That's what the Word of God says. And then another said, it's like having stability and clarity in knowing that God is. And then finally, it was a being still. The peace of God, not just the peace that I can manufacture, she said. It's greater than that. It's the peace of God. And that is where we're going tonight, ladies. It's the peace of God. This peace, again, is not a manufactured peace. It's not happiness. It's the peace that only God can bring through the Holy Spirit. Amen? Because we know that peace is a fruit of the Spirit, right? And a fruit of the Spirit is something that flows from us. It grows inside of us, and it comes from the Holy Spirit. So the closer we grow with God, the greater, or I should say, the deeper and more intimate our relationship is with God, meaning that we're growing towards godliness, right? And the closer we're getting to God, we're imitating him, because that's the goal of every Christian, right? It's to imitate Christ. That's what Christian means, Christ-like. Or we say, oh, she's Christ-like. So we're Christ-like. We're imitating the attributes and characteristics of Christ when he dwelled here on earth. And for us to be able to do that, the ability to do that, it's not within ourselves. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. He said that when I leave, I will send you another helper. He did not send us, he did not leave us orphaned. He left us the Holy Spirit. And he said the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father would send in my name, that's who teaches us all things. That is he who leads us and guides us in all truth. It is the Holy Spirit. So it is through the Holy Spirit, by way of an intimate and more dwelling, I should say, relationship with Christ, we're able to flow or allow the peace of God to flow in us and through us. The Word of God tells us in John 14:27, he said, peace I leave with you. Peace I leave with you. My peace, he says, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. He said, it's my peace. This is the peace of God. That's a totally different peace than peace that we can manufacture, that looks like happiness, that looks like getting along, or the absence of confusion. We know that that is not peace. Amen? And so if this is a peace that Christ has given us, then I would like to submit that the peace that we have is an inheritance. He left us an inheritance. He said, peace I give. Therefore, it is a gift from our Father, a loving and protective God. He left us an inheritance. It is ours, ladies. It is ours. However, like any other inheritance that's given to us or left to us by a parent or a grandparent, we can give that piece away. We can leave it behind, or we could just decide to never, ever accept that piece. It is up to us. But the works of the Holy Spirit brings us peace. That's a deep and everlasting peace. But I want to make it clear again that, one, peace is not the absence of problems or trials or storms in our life or the presence of happiness and positive vibes. That's not the peace that we're discussing tonight. Secondly, we can have peace in the midst of storms. Or should I say, we can have the peace of God in the midst of storms. Because the type of peace that the Word of God says that we have is the peace that Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says that we have. It's the peace that surpasses our understanding, all understanding. It's that peace that guards our hearts and our minds. Happiness cannot do that. Having positive vibes cannot do that. We can, as much as we want. That is not going to bring us that deep and everlasting peace, that blessed assurance that no matter what I'm going through, I know that I know that I know God will. God is, God can. That's the peace. This peace is based on not how I feel. It's not a feeling. This peace is a knowing. It's a blessed assurance. This type of peace that God gives is that peace that Mark 4:39 talks about. That peace that is still. That in the midst of what you're going through, this peace is still. This peace can command storms that are raging around us to kneel, to bow, and to be still. Because, saints, I tell you, storms will rage. Winds will crash against our hope, against our homes and our health and our family. But these things are expected occurrences. We live in a fallen world. Bad things happen to good people. But because the greater one lives big and large inside of us, those of us who know the Lord, we possess the power through the Holy Spirit to stand and not be moved when those storms are raging. That's peace. That's peace. In the middle of that storm, that you could command that problem. It doesn't mean that the problem goes away. It's still there. Your heart is still broken. You still didn't get that promotion. Your finances are still looking like they're wobbling. You're still having some broken relationships in your life. Those things are still very present. But it doesn't mean that you can't have peace. And in fact, it is the peace of God that allows many of us to remain afloat during those troubled times. Amen? So I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to open the line up for one or two women to share what peace has looked like to them in the midst of a storm, in the midst of troubled time. What does peace look like, or how were you able to overcome because of the peace of God? Amen. The line is open.
My name is Susie, and peace to me, as I look at peace, it helped me to see more clearly the past that I have to go through and the past that is laid out for me through Jesus Christ. It gives me the faith and the courage to be boldly and very sensitive to the decision that I make.
Amen.
In my life and through my life. And it gives me excitement that I feel that I don't have, but it encouraged me and build me up with strength that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
Amen, amen. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Is someone else?
I would like to say something. For me, again, peace is, for me, is knowing that God is not going to allow anything in my life that he has not already given me victory. That brings me peace because I put my trust in him knowing I may be going through the storm, but I'm coming out. That's peace for me.
Amen. Amen. I like that. Someone else? We have time for two or three more ladies.
Hi, ladies. So peace. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, all righty. So peace gives me permission to have emotions, but also not to lock in with those emotions, right? Like, I can acknowledge them, but it gives me the permission to know that I am safe in God's truth.
Amen. Amen. That is really good, Nadia. I appreciate your sharing. Someone else? We have time for one or two more. But moving forward, one lady added, Susie added that peace for her is like trust, that she can trust God because of the peace, that no matter what she's going through, God is not going to allow her to fall or to fail, that's peace. And for me, it's like what I said earlier, it's a blessed assurance. That knowing that God is exactly who he say he is, it's peace. It's like when you promise something to a child and the time is far off for the thing that you promised that child. They come back and ask you on a number of occasions, Mom, remember you said you're going to drive me and my friends to the theater? And you say, yes, okay, I'm going to drive you and your friends to the theater. And they come back and ask you on a number of times about the same thing. And when you deliver on it, that child and what it is that you have promised them, that's the type of peace that we're talking about. Amen. And then Nadia talks about permission, that peace gives her the permission to have emotions but not lock in to that emotion because she has an assurance that God is going to deliver or bring her through that thing that is causing the emotion or that thing that's caused the broken heart or the doubt or the concern about this thing or that thing. That permission is confidence. That's having confidence in Christ. And having confidence in Christ is only developed through a deeper and intimate relationship with Christ. And we've talked about that through getting that done. How do we develop that? through our spiritual disciplines. It's spending the time with the Lord in prayer. It's spending time with the Lord in not just reading the Bible, but studying the Bible, mulling it over, meditating, rolling that word around in your heart that you may be able to have access of it through the Holy Spirit when those tough times come. Because it's not you that's speaking to that storm. It's the Holy Spirit working through you that's speaking to that storm. You don't have any authority of your own to cause peace to be still. It's through the power of the working of the Almighty God, the Spirit of our Almighty God, that gives you the possession of the power and the authority to cause that storm to be still. And that's a blessed assurance. It's difficult to declare that someone is going to do something for you when they don't have a track record of doing it, or you don't know them well enough to have confidence to tell someone, oh yeah, Fred's going to show up. Well, you don't really know Fred that well. You have a, you know, casual relationship with Fred, or you heard about Fred through another friend, but you don't really know Fred. So it's challenging during the difficult times of your life when you're stuck in life to believe that Fred is going to come by and pick you up, because you don't know Fred like that. But when you have a deep and intimate relationship with Christ, you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is going to show up. That's peace. That's the permission that Nadia was talking about. That yes, I am going through. Yes, things look bad. But I'm not worried. I don't have anxiety about it. It doesn't mean that you don't have concern in the midst of what you're going through. That's a human emotion. We're not robots. Of course, you are experiencing something about the situation you're going through. But in that experience, you have peace through your confidence in Christ that He is going to work it out for you. Amen? That's the peace of God. That's the peace that surpasses all of our understanding. That's the peace that guards our heart in our mind through Christ Jesus. It's that peace that keeps you together when it looks like it's falling apart. I know that it's falling apart. I feel it in my body. Trust me. I know that this thing is happening in my spine. I'm not blocking it out. But I have peace and confidence that God has already devised a plan for my escape. Because the word of God reminds me in 1 Corinthians 10:13, He said that the Lord would not allow more to come upon me than what I can bear. But with that trial, He will provide a way of escape. Oftentimes we're looking for God to get rid of the trial. We want God to zap us from the trial, to remove everything that's going on in our lives. And that's not quite how God works. Because if God removed every trial from our life, if God came in and blocked everything that's happening in your life, you wouldn't need any faith, and you certainly wouldn't have any confidence in Him. Why? You got it all worked out. But when you're able to be still in the middle of that crisis, when you're able to move forward with your daily routine despite what's going on in your life, that's peace. That peace, which is the confidence and blessed assurance that God's going to work it out. We're talking about that peace. So when we talk about the peace of God, it's the peace that comes from God. This is not peace that we would ever be able to manufacture. It is that peace. I'm thinking about in Romans 12:18. Just really looking at that a bit, and I'm going to turn there. When we talk about be still, I want to develop that for just a little bit, ladies, if you will allow me to, and then we're going to move on. Be and still. Be, we've already developed and talked about, a being is a characteristic. It's a characteristic trait. It's produced by the Spirit of God. It's not something that you could take on and pull off. It's not like luggage. You can't pick it up and put it down. I'm going to carry this piece over here with me through this trial. I'm going to carry this piece over here with me until I can get over this hump. That's not the piece we're talking about. We're talking about a piece that can be. It's who you are. It's that piece. And that steel. That be and that steel is a position. It's a place in your life. It's a posture. It's a standing. It's an access of a knowing inside of you through the power of God, a stand against the tactics of the enemy. We're talking about that kind of peace. So peace is a position. When we are still, we are being at peace. We're standing. We're not moving. We are standing fully vested in what we believe God is able to do. This is not a name it or a claim it. This is a knowing. It's a position. It's a posture that we have when we are believing that peace is still. That peace be still. But when we give up our position, when we give up that position, when we lose ground on that position, it's like tug of war. Either you're going to stand or you're going to play tug of war with your peace, whichever way it may go. I might be flexing. We relinquish our peace. When we play tug of war with our peace, when we're not really standing on what God is able to do, we're playing tug of war with our peace. We don't want to be tossed to and fro like the wind. We don't want the storms or the wind in our life to toss us to and fro. We want to be able to stand, not on ourselves. I cannot express that enough. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That this peace is a position. I want you to picture yourselves, ladies. I want you to picture yourselves right now standing, just standing straight up, not moving, just standing. And imagine winds swirling around you, but you're not moving. Chaos is going around you, but you're not moving. Doubt is swirling in your mind, but you're not moving. You have taken up your position in peace. So I want to submit to you all tonight again that position, that peace is a position. However, when we give up our position, we relinquish peace when we allow the enemy access and entry into our lives through blind spots or weaknesses. We allow the enemy to rob us of our peace, more like deceive us of our peace. So we're talking about peace as an inheritance. It is yours. It's a position. It cannot be taken. It's yours. But we can give it away. We can allow our peace to be embezzled. We can allow someone to scam or the enemy to scam us out of our peace. We can allow the enemy to defraud us of our peace. We can allow ourselves to just give up our peace or never really access peace. But it's yours. It's our inheritance. He's told us in the word that it belongs to us. So we have to take a position that this peace belongs to me. I'm not giving up ground. I'm not falling back. I will not retreat. This is my peace, and it belongs to me. I'm not giving up ground by shifting and moving my position. my position away from the place and the position of peace that God gave to me. It is mine, and I am not moving. So before I move forward, I want to ask you, ladies, when have you ever relinquished your peace? Or in what way or what situation or circumstance have you ever allowed the enemy to rob you of your peace? Just a little moment of vulnerability. Amen. The floor is open.
Well, I'm going to go first on that one. Oftentimes, before maturity, and sometimes I still trip up now, when confronted with a situation where you know you are speaking truth, but someone else is not necessarily hearing it as you're giving it or receiving it as you're giving it, it used to make me vulnerable, and I would relinquish the peace because then I moved and I spoke out of what I was sensing and what I was feeling. But now I can say I have overcome that situation because I've been quiet in the midst of it. And know when you speak truth, one of the key things is when you speak truth and you know you're speaking truth, you don't have to defend the truth.
Amen. Amen. That's a good word. Blessed assurance. Amen. Someone else. Oh, I know with this number of women on the line tonight, I know that there's at least one or two more women in our walk with Christ that we've given up some ground some way or some way. Remember now, we're overcomers by the word of the Lord, but we're overcomers by our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so your testimony may help another woman.
This is Tracy, and I can say that sometimes even now, not as often as I used to, but I can say that I've often relinquished peace by focusing too much or too long on the issues or the problems of life instead of the promises of God.
Amen. Tracy, I appreciate that. Amen. Amen. Ouch. Guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Someone else?
Well, I gave up my peace this morning, ladies. and once again, it was my mind. You know, I allowed the enemy entryway to come into my mind. And just as Sister Tracy said, I decided to lock in and agree with what the enemy told me. And I freely handed over my peace this morning. And this call right now is helping me to find my peace back.
Amen, amen, amen. That's a blessing. We have time for one more.
This is Victoria. For me, a recent one that I can think of is I am very proud of my work, and I take a lot of pride in just doing the best that I can. And I was raised with always being nice to people and always going above and beyond to try to appease people, which can be good sometimes, but when I'm doing my best to be nice to people and other people criticize me, I tend to take it really to heart because I feel like I'm a failure. And I think God has been working on me with that because a couple of months, just recently, I've been having a lot of conflict at work, and it's not conflict that I have started myself, but more so people thinking or saying things like going to the point of calling me a mean girl. And I take that really to heart because I'm like, I really try to emulate good behavior and emulate God and try to be a good representation of him. And that's how the enemy has been attacking me because I take so much pride in my work that I sometimes forget that everything that I do is not because of my own doing, but because God allows me to do it, and it's His grace that permits me to do that. And I've had to be very careful to not take the credit for the things that I do and giving the credit to God. And I think that's where God has been challenging me in my peace and reminding me that my peace is with Him. So I shouldn't really care about what other people say about me, but more trusting Him in His grace.
Amen. Amen. Ladies, I tell you, you all have just walked. You all have just walked through your testimony, walked straight into, directly into the next phase of this lesson. It's about standing, right? It's about not relinquishing your peace when you are searching for validation. When you know that God is giving you a word, you know that God is giving you the word. But oftentimes we search for the approval of people to validate that word. And that's human nature. We want to be liked. We want to be received well. And that's understandable, right? And sometimes we focus too much on the problem versus the promise. Because that's also human nature. Sometimes we doubt. Sometimes we're not really sure that God's going to do it because we get caught up in what we're actually going through, the storm. We watch the storm. Isn't that what Peter did? He started watching the storm. He took his eyes off of Christ. And he started paying attention to the raging storm around him, and he began to sink. And then sometimes in our mind, the enemy comes in because he knows that that's a blind spot. That might be a weakness in our mind because we are oftentimes guided a lot by what's going on in our mind. That's why the Word of God tells us to guard our hearts and our minds, that we ought to put on the helmet of salvation to protect our minds. Right? Because we know that the battlefield starts in the mind. Right? And so the Word of God has told us in Ephesians 6, He said to put on the full armor of God. That includes the helmet of salvation, right? He said so that you may take your stand against the devil's schemes. And He goes on, He says that for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. But against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. We live in a fallen world, ladies. Amen. Therefore, He says, put on the full armor of God so that when the evil one comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've undone all that you can do, He says, stand thereon. Stand firm. That means that we do not move. We don't retreat. We don't move. We stand. When God has given us a word, we share that word, and we do not move. You may not receive it, but I've done what God has told me to do. That God is pleased that I've done what He's asked me to do. That we don't focus on the problem because we have a blessed assurance in Christ. So therefore, we have peace in the middle of the situation, even when the problem is still there. It's in the midst of the storm that we still maintain our peace. Not because of any great or wonderful thing that we can do, but because of the grace and mercy of God who lives big and large on the inside of us, right? And so I was thinking this week about stand your ground laws and what it looks like to live at peace. And Romans 12, it's so funny. Romans 12, 17 says, 18 says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, and this is a part of the scripture that I want us to focus on for the little time we have, live at peace. Live at peace. Therefore, again, peace is a position. It's a place to be at. It's a post. And I would like to say it's an address. Peace is an address. I live at 7740 whatever street in city. This is where I live. But if I know that chaos, confusion, and doubt is next door, I don't go over there. I stand where I am. It's the same thing. If you're at 7740 and anxiety, fear, doubt, confusion, and chaos and bitterness attempts to access your peace, come through your door, I don't know about where you are, but in the state of Florida, we are stand your ground laws. You can't come over here. I'm going to mow you down. That's just the law. So I ask you all to do the same. That stand your ground. Remain at your peace. It says live at peace. Live at your peace. Stop going over to Biden's address. Don't go over there. Stop going over to bitterness house. Don't go over there. Don't go over to where anxiety is. We're talking about in the spirit, not physical addresses. When you know that those things are there, don't go over there and don't allow it in yours. Stand your ground. Do not open the door and allow it in. We have to remain steadfast at our place of peace and avoid anxiety. You know what I'm talking about. There are situations, there are places, and there are people that bring those type of anxieties and stress and confusion, create doubt. And what you know God has called you to do, or what God has placed in your heart, the word that God has given you. So if you live at this place and you take your glad, happy self over to someone else and attempt entry, then they have a right to mow you down. What does it mean, Sister Vicky? Be clear. Let's take it back to 7740. If I live at 7740, this is my place. This is peace. And again, we're not talking about physical addresses. We're talking about in the spirit. That if you live at peace, this is where you live. This is your position. However, if we go over to 7742 and attempt entry into that place, the law says you're going to be mowed down. That's what the enemy does. If you leave your place of peace, if you refuse to stand, if you retreat, move back, venture over to another persuasion, she didn't really receive what I said, so that must not have been God. Or if I were you, I would do something different if it were happening to me. That's not your stand. If you do not stand, when you have done all to stand their own, and you move a pivot from your place of peace, the enemy is going to mow you down. He is standing his ground. We live in a fallen world. Christ has given us peace as an inheritance. It is ours. We have to be still. Peace, be still. And we have to decide that I'm going to be at peace. That's where I live. And that is where peace is. And I refuse. I don't care what the devil brings my way. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand when I've done all to stand. I'm going to stand thereon. I'm going to stand firm some more. I won't be moved. Because when I move, I give the enemy access and entry to mow me down, to rob me of my joy, to rob me of my peace, to rob me of my blessed assurance, to rob me of my faith, to rob me of my confidence. That ain't the enemy, that's you. That's me. That's us. Because we moved from peace. We forgot to live at our address called peace. And when you decided to move, when we decide to move away from that place and that position of peace, the enemy has full reign and access to mow us down. Because that's when our minds begin to venture over into doubt, confusion, stress, anxiety. But oh, sisters, if we remain at peace, with the full armor of God, we can withstand the wiles of the enemy. We're better able to recognize him and resist him. So when the fiery darts of the enemy come, when the wind is raging, we can withstand the enemy because we are standing in our position called peace, and we're refusing to give him any ground. Amen? We're going to stand in our position of peace. And so as the people of God, we know that we have the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that lives big and large on the inside of us. And with this, we have authority over the enemy, not just on Sunday and midweek service when everything feels good, when you're happy, but every day, because the Spirit of the Almighty resides on the inside of us. And so as we move forward, I suggest, this is what I've done for myself, and I share it with you. Make a commitment this year to stay away from people, places, and situations that you know are toxic. Stay away from anxiety. Don't go over to bitterness. Don't go over to backbiting. Don't go over to chaos. Don't go over to dissension. Don't go over to doubt. Because we are locked in and standing. I don't live there. I live at peace. I am standing in my peace, and I resist and decline any invitation from the enemy to move. I would not be moved. I would not be moved. So I want you all to come off mute, and I want all of you all to make a commitment tonight to say, I will not be moved. I live at peace. That's my address.
I will not be moved.
I will not be moved.
I will not be moved.
I live at peace.
Peace.
Amen, amen, amen. We're deciding that we're not going to allow our spirits to get murdered. We're not going to do that because we're standing in our position. And I say that I found that even with me, this was probably, and those of you all who know me, was I needed a lot of validation sometimes. Just insecure. Needed someone to say, that was exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And a lot of that was just past experience, brokenness, past experience. But I learned that sometimes we get our feelings hurt, our hearts broken and disappointed, let down, because we are not at our place. We're not at peace in our lives. Instead, we're in areas that we should not be in. Areas called doubt. Areas called confusion. Change your conversation. Change people's conversation towards you and shut them down. Nope, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The word of God says, cast down every thought and imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity, into the obedience of Christ. See, a lot of us think imagination means things that we conjured up in our mind. But imagination is things that people bring to you. You know, they start out saying like, well, I imagine if it were me, I would not do this. I imagine that I wouldn't be able to do that. Cast down their imaginations. Because it's exalting itself against what God has told you to do. Bring it into captivity and tell it no. And so before we hang up, I would like for one woman, to present just what God has done for you through this message. If you could just share. It could be two women. We have time. Well, for me, just in studying this message because of what God was dealing with me at the end of the year. I was really tired, ladies, of being in this room. 4 weeks of being in this room. And feeling like I had a setback a few weeks ago with not being able to still move my head, my neck to the left. Or still really not being able to get up by myself, still needing assistance from the nurse or from my husband or my family members who would come in and sit with me and visit with me. That was discouraging for me. And I was giving away my peace with my mouth. Oh, this, I've not gotten better. Oh, this, maybe it didn't really work. But God chastised me. He chastised me through the word. And he also comforted me through the word. That peace is a B, Vicky. That no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, you got to trust that I've done the work. That I have perfected you unto the end. That I will complete the good work that I begun in you. That my grace is sufficient for you. I did not bring you here to leave you. But you got to allow peace. And you got to shut off access and entry to the enemy. You got to renew your mind. And allow the word of God to transform you. That you may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. Transform your mind. Trust in me completely. And so I leave you with that. I leave you with the hope and the trust that God will do what he said he's going to do. Have peace. Tell peace to be still in your life. Maintain your position. Be you steadfast and immovable. Knowing that God will do what he said he's going to do, no matter what it looks like, ladies, no matter what it feels like. Have peace. That there's a blessed assurance that God is going to do what he said he was going to do. I appreciate you, ladies, and I'm going to turn it over to Victoria.
Before Victoria,
amen.
Go ahead, Victoria.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say, thank you so much, Vicky, for your transparency and first showing that you first partaker of that which you're giving out. But secondly, I want to decree and declare in my life and hope that the ladies that are listening on this Growing in Grace, that you too are serving eviction notice on everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, which includes, like you said, not only those things that you have imagination for yourself, but the things that others imagine and try to put on you and you accept. We have to remember that we are evicting anxiety, we're evicting fear, we're evicting worry, backbiting, and all everything else that aligns with not being like Jesus. So I say you join me tonight. I'm going to, you know, just like I say, be the first partaker as well. And speak for the rest of us, because a lot of times a lot of us don't like coming off and sharing and being vulnerable. But this is where the healing comes in, when we are vulnerable and we share with our sisters, because we are helped one to another. So bless God for the service and the peace that we have received tonight. God bless.
Amen, amen. Appreciate you sharing.
Amen, amen. Praise God. I was truly blessed by the women of God tonight, and I hope that each of you ladies was also blessed. Thank you to everybody who shared their testimony, as it does help us to continue to grow in grace. We encourage you ladies to continue meditating on this word. Allow the Spirit of God to minister to you throughout the rest of this week and as we head into the weekend into our respective churches. If you were encouraged by the teaching tonight, we kindly ask that you two things. Share the word of this word of encouragement with another woman and invite other women to connect with Growing in Grace and join us next time. If you want to leave a comment, ask a question about tonight's lesson, or if you need prayer, please reach out and contact Growing in Grace at growingingrace2025@gmail.com. And now we will turn it over to our sister Vicky for final remarks.
Amen, 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 amen. I just want to thank you, ladies, again for tonight. We will gather again next week for part two of this message, and then following in February, we're going to be gathering every other week. Amen. And I'm going to end in prayer. And I know we're running out of time, but I just want to say again, to piggyback off of what Sherry said, let's take it upon ourselves, be partakers of this word, that we can go into the rest of this year, not with New Year's resolutions, but with a blessed assurance that the peace of God rests, rules, and abides in our lives, giving us the hope of our salvation, that we can do exactly what God has called us to do because of the peace of God that gives us that steadiness. We're still and we're steady, not because of us, but because of the greater one who lives inside of us. And I just ask you guys to access that. Stay in that place and stay in the share. Said, serve an eviction notice to the enemy with every area of your life that is not like God. Amen. And so I'm going to close out in prayer. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every woman assembled tonight, Lord. I thank you for the fellowship and believe by the Spirit of God that each woman was blessed by the word tonight. Father, as we depart and go our separate ways, I ask you to grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation that we may know you better, that you would open up the eyes of our heart, Lord, that we would know the hope to which you have called us to. Father, I pray that your word has fallen on good ground and it will produce good fruit in everyday lives of the women, Lord God, not just tonight, but every day in their lives, Lord. I pray, Father, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. I pray that your daughters will walk in the power and authority in which you have given us through the Holy Spirit, that when the storms of life rage, and they will, that your daughters will stand flat-footed and refuse to move nor give up any ground, being certain and assured, allowing the peace of God to rule in her heart, her home, her health, her finances, and in every vulnerable area akin to this fallen world. Father, that she will remain at her address called peace, not moved away from her purpose or her good works in the Lord, bogged down by anxiety and fear and grief and doubt. But instead, Lord God, that she would be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, since as members of this body, we were called to peace. I ask that you keep her and her family. It is in Jesus' precious and holy name I pray. Amen and amen. Ladies, let the peace of God rule in your heart, because you were called to peace. Amen. Love amen. You, ladies. Have
amen.
A good night.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Love you, Vicky.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. So nice to be